Much has been said and written about the hemp plant and its medicinal uses. Although China experimented with hemp as medicine as far back as 2800 BC, and cannabis therapies in Western medical practice date back to the 1800s, many countries are still cautious about exploiting its potential. The Czech Republic is a case in point. Although earlier this year the authorities approved the use of a cannabis-based medicine, the British-made Sativex, the use of hemp for medical purposes remains illegal. Despite this, thousands of patients with multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease and other serious illnesses are using it to improve the quality of their lives. Now, a group of doctors, scientists and patients have launched a petition urging the authorities to legalize the use of cannabis for medicinal purposes and decriminalize a practice that is helping many seriously ill people to deal with their health problems. At the petition's launch on Tuesday, Tomáš Zábranský, a leading drugs expert from Charles University, explained what's at the center of the problem.
The situation is that we have something like several tens of thousands, I mean this is for sure, of people who are ill with a serious illness. This is not a, you know, one-day headache, who try to treat themselves with cannabis, and they are all of them in a deep legal risk because they commit illegal behavior, illegal deeds, right? If you grow cannabis in this country in small amount, it's a misdemeanor. If it's more than five plants, it's a criminal act, and you can go into the jail, which for an ill person is double punishment. If you buy cannabis, crime. If you distribute cannabis, crime. So they are in the legal risk. Even if the police, and this is what we see so far, is smart enough not really to imprison those people, what the police has to do is to seize, actually, the drug they use. So they, even though then they are without their pharmaceutical, quasi-pharmaceutical drug, without their medication. Well, okay, that's a legal risk. And then you have a health risk. Because it's illegal to prescribe it, it's impossible, you can't, we don't have it in the pharmacies, so it's out of the medical system, so the people treat themselves on their own. So what they heard, what they read on the internet, what they listened in some books, etc., which might work and might not, and it might harm the people. So because the medical system is out of this treatment, so there's no medical supervision, there's no supervision about the by effects, etc. And even if there are no by effects and the people are not able to grow themselves and they have to buy it on the black market, then they are in the environment where there's no guarantee of the quality. So they can buy marijuana, which was grown in extremely fertilized soil, which can contain plumbum and maybe steel and some other things, which the dealers put into it to increase the weight and to maximize their profits. And all this can actually harm their health, and especially for people with problems in immunity, with problems in autoimmune system, etc., this can be much more harmful than for the health people. So we put those people in double risk, legal risk and health risk, and that's no good, right?
According to estimates, there are tens of thousands of chronically ill patients acquiring cannabis for medicinal use by whatever means possible. Some buy it on the black market, others try to grow it themselves, and some visit the Prague-based Hemp is Healing Clinic, where a small group of people produce cannabis extracts that they offer to patients with cancer, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease and other chronic illnesses. The clinic's head and founder, Dušan Dvořák, has even landed a 28-month suspended sentence for the activity. Tomáš Zábranský says there's no logic to the present policy.
Okay, it's a stigmatized drug, like many others, like opium, but I can prescribe you opium. If I'm, as a doctor, think it can help your condition, I can do it. Like morphine, I can prescribe a morphine for you. This is also stigmatized drug. So at the end of the day, it's completely ununderstandable, right? Why exactly this drug I can't prescribe?
Tomáš Zábranský and the organizers of the petition have made it clear that they're not pushing for the legalization of marijuana as a recreational drug, but are asking MPs to legalize the use of cannabis as a drug in what would be a strictly controlled process and would give those patients who respond well to it the chance to lead better lives with less pain and possibly improved mobility. Maria Opeltová of the Czech Parkinson Society, who organized the first health center for people with Parkinson's disease in Prague, says time is of crucial importance here. She herself was diagnosed with Parkinson's 11 years ago.
We have no time to spare. We simply have to trust that lawmakers will act as soon as possible. Many of our patients are in the final stage of the disease when it affects their speech and other basic functions. Cannabis could bring relief and is known to have helped people as old as 80 make an improvement. This is a unique chance to help us subdue our problems and lead a dignified life for a few more years. So please, we need this badly. The sooner the better.
The present law has also stopped research into the medical properties of cannabis here in the Czech Republic for the simple reason that it would be illegal for scientists to grow or acquire the plants. Tomáš Zábranský says this is a paradox since Czech scientists stood at the cradle of cannabis research here in Europe.
Worldwide, this research is quite blossoming. Also with the participation of the Czech researchers. I mean, one of the most famous and most successful one, Professor Hanuš, is active, unfortunately, in Jerusalem and not in Olomouc, where was his alma mater, and there's more people like this all around the world. So we are blocking, actually, the research in the Czech Republic by the provision which goes far behind what is required internationally, and we are losing competitiveness in an area which we actually were kind of founders of in 1950s. The very research of the medical properties of cannabis started in this country, in the Olomouc city, with a team of Professor Kabelík and Professor Šantavý, of whom actually Professor Hanuš is a student.
The respective legislation is currently being reviewed in view of necessary amendments, and the advocates of cannabis for medical use see this as an opportunity that may not arise for several more years. They hope to see the petition signed by as many people as possible. Opinion polls suggest 72% to 82% of the public would support the legislative change. And if all goes well, an amendment to the law could come into force as of next year. Here is how Tomáš Zábranský would see things in practice.
If I look around into the countries where the system is already in place, and when it's and where it is in full accord with the international treaties, with the single conventions of United Nations, which is, well, okay, Austria, Netherlands, Switzerland, Canada, Israel, and others, then there should be growers which grow it in controlled conditions, who are supervised by state organization, something like Food and Drug Administration in Austria, or the Office for the Quality of Medications in the Czech Republic, on some other institution like this, which performs the control over it. At the end of the year, it buys it from all the growers who are licensed, and then distributes it into the pharmacies where the ill people can go with their prescriptions, which was given by their doctor based on the proper diagnosis, and to have it and to be treated with it. So that's most probably the only way how to make it a part of the medical system and how to protect the people.
And it would enable research here in the Czech Republic.
Yes, that's a byproduct. Yeah, then we can somehow follow up what was done here in 50s and 70s. That's right.